This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for breaking news, even as we speak right here. Today is the day when the four states that are being challenged by the state of Texas, that would be the state of Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, those four states comprising 62 electoral votes, those electoral votes are being challenged in court, in the Supreme Court of the United States. The states that were being challenged, the four battleground states, have actually are supposed to have turned in their response to the Texas lawsuit, which I've had a chance to go over a little bit. They were supposed to turn that their responses in by right now. And I assume that they have, because this is very important. There are attorneys general gathered in the United States Capitol. President Trump has gotten involved using the legal services of John Eastman of Chapman College. He has spoken out on this very strongly, and he believes that if the Supreme Court reflects any courage, as he puts it, and wisdom, they will hold in his favor. His favor would be not awarding him electoral votes, because the injunctive relief that the state of Texas is asking for, what they are asking the court to do is to order either a new election, which is impossible. You can't stage a new election before January 20th. That's not going to happen. And this would be most likely, I think, what the state of Texas and the Republican Attorney General and the Texas Ken Paxton wants. What they would be getting is throwing this back to the legislatures. In other words, it would go back to the legislature, which is Republican in both houses of Pennsylvania. Would go back to the legislature of Georgia, which is Republican in both houses. Would go back to the legislature of Wisconsin and the legislature of Michigan. And all of those legislatures controlled by Republicans. Is that likely to happen? Stay tuned. We will bring you all the latest. We are also apparently going to be getting a final approval for vaccines. And this is remarkable on a day when the Speaker of the House is just shredded, Nancy Pelosi, by one of the most promising young conservatives in the House of Representatives, Dan Crenshaw of Texas, the decorated Navy SEAL, a fine author and fine member of Congress who was just reelected very decisively. He takes off after Speaker Pelosi, and we'll play some of that for you coming up. We'll also have the opportunity to speak with Ken Starr, former Solicitor General of the United States, former law school dean, former appellate court judge, and, of course, the head of the impeachment investigation, what turned into an impeachment investigation, the special prosecutor called to investigate Bill Clinton. So the reason I'm so eager to speak to Judge Starr is, does he see any means after today for President Trump to still win this election? President Trump was speaking at a Hanukkah party in the White House. It is an annual tradition. It's a tradition that really began on an annual basis under President Bush. President Clinton did a Hanukkah party, but he did it outside the White House. He did a menorah lighting in Maryland. Okay, since President Bush, President Obama's had Hanukkah parties. Now President Trump has Hanukkah parties. I've had the great privilege of attending a couple of the Hanukkah parties with President Bush. But this one, President Trump told people there that Hanukkah is all about miracles, and that he believes that he is going to win the election. He's very confident, and he's going to be inaugurated on January 20th. What if the United States isn't really special? if we don't have a special blessing and a special calling. That's a challenge put by Damon Linker in a provocative piece. And we will also take a look at the situation in Vanderbilt women's sports, where, first of all, Vanderbilt University got worldwide attention because of the chick kick, because they had a female football player who was actually able to play in an SEC game. And, okay, she did a kick. She kicked it for 30 yards. She's a soccer player, a female soccer player. But now the women's basketball team has decided they're going to stay in their locker room during the national anthem in order to mourn racial injustices. There's been a strong reaction to that, as you can imagine. We will get to that as well. Okay, first up, this very afternoon, Dan Crenshaw stood up in the House of Representatives and had some appropriately harsh things to say about Speaker Pelosi. And this reflects a new reality in the House, which is that all of a sudden, because of their gains in this election when everybody was expecting losses, Republicans are more relevant than they have been before in the House of Representatives. It's not just Nancy's house anymore. And in fact, she may have serious opposition when they come to choosing the new speaker. If in any event, this is going to be her last term as speaker. I am fairly certain of that, even if she does win the speakership again, because she will either retire, she's now 80, or she will be knocked out, and Kevin McCarthy will be the new speaker. I think that's the more likely outcome. I think the Republicans have every chance of winning control of the House of Representatives in 2022. But here is Dan Crenshaw speaking about that ever elusive desire to reach some agreement and get some desperately needed aid to unemployed Americans, to American families that are hurting, to American businesses that are hurting because of the ongoing COVID-19 crisis. Is Pelosi playing politics? Here's Dan Crenshaw, 1A.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to unequivocally condemn in the strongest possible terms the actions of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Just last week, referring to her obstruction of bipartisan targeted relief bills that we could have voted on this floor, she said, quote, "Don't characterize what we did before as a mistake. This was not a mistake. It was a decision," end quote. When asked what had changed, why she is finally coming to the table on COVID relief, her response was simple: a new president. We've known for months that Speaker Pelosi was holding the American people hostage for political gain. I've said it. My colleagues have said it. While Americans suffered under unscientific, foolish lockdowns, Pelosi withheld relief for political purposes. Not policy purposes, but political purposes. But we now have a full admission. She said the quiet part out loud.
Okay, let us hope that they do reach some agreement on this. What was it all about? Pelosi's refusal to reach agreement? 1B.
This was never about what was best for the American people. Never about honest policy disagreement. It was about preventing President Trump from getting any credit. It was about politics. Speaker Pelosi made a simple calculation. She bet that if she could keep Congress from reaching a deal on COVID relief, that would hurt President Trump and Republicans and give her more power. Even when members of her own party asked her to bring common sense, standalone, bipartisan relief measures to the House floor that would easily become law, she refused. She would say over and over again that nothing is better than something. And she was being honest. She honestly believed that nothing was better than something, but better for who? Not for the American people, that's for sure. She believed that nothing was better than something for her and her party. It's hard to imagine a more awful and heartless strategy.
Okay, this is he goes on, and there is good news. The good news is that they did vote, and the House voted overwhelmingly to keep the government open for another week. Yeah, it's not going to shut down over the weekend. But guess what? You know what's happening on Monday? The Electoral College is meeting. and voting to select a new president. What is the latest on that? And some victories for President Trump on the diplomatic front, which we will get to this Hanukkah season coming up.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
And yes, there is a feeling of Christmas in the air. And don't forget, if you are thinking of a very welcome unusual, permanently valuable Christmas gift, go to MedVet History Store, where everything is 25% off and 60% off a spectacular holiday sale on the full MedVet History Library. It's fascinating. Just go there and read a list of the programming you get if you get that full history library. It's all kinds of material about the history of the United States from the first landings and attempts to colonize North America. First big attempt was not successful at all. That's before the Pilgrims, before Jamestown. But find out about it. It will fascinate you and satisfy you, and gift certificates are also possible. Take advantage of the discount at michaelmedved.com. There was a little bit of history made today. I alluded to it. President Trump, in his last year in office, has really done a wonderful job promoting peace in the Middle East. And I know he desperately wants to win a Nobel Peace Prize, and it's not ridiculous at all. Today he was instrumental in winning full diplomatic recognition between Israel and Morocco, which is an Arab state, and an important Arab state. It's 36 million people. There are four times as many people who live in Morocco as live in Israel. And this is particularly important and joyous as something to celebrate for the Hanukkah season, which begins tonight for Israelis. But we'll get to some of that and why coming up on the MedVet Show. First of all, I wanted to conclude some of what Dan Crenshaw had to say, because what he is saying, I think he's speaking for all conservatives or all moderates or all people with an open mind about some of the frustrations about going forward with this this effort to try to provide relief to people who need it. And when you hear some of the stories, and I've heard some of the stories from listeners, there are real hardships that people are experiencing right now. And for the failure to reach agreement when the core of the disagreements, they've both been willing to trade off and reasonably. Stephen Mnuchin on the side of the administration, and Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, and yes, Nancy. So why not get it done? And the idea that, oh, it'll be better to let it get done under Biden so he gets the credit, that's lousy. Especially with the level of economic and public health suffering that people are going through right now. Here's Dan Crenshaw, clip 1C. Listen.
Study after study shows outdoor dining is safe, that outbreaks are not occurring because of our small businesses, our gyms, our restaurants, our salons. And yet these small businesses are in the crosshairs of cowardly politicians across the country. This madness has to stop. This arbitrary application of executive orders is deeply, deeply unconstitutional. Justice Gorsuch recently stated, there is no world in which the Constitution tolerates color-coded executive edicts that reopen liquor stores and bike shops, but shutter churches, synagogues, and mosques. Americans have had enough. It is time to stand up against the hypocrisy of these so-called leaders, deliberately harming the citizens they claim to represent, and to condemn the deeply partisan actions of the Speaker of this House. I yield back.
Okay, perhaps, just perhaps, if they do settle on some kind of stimulus package, which is so profoundly needed, they can also settle on some more moderate policy that will be more consistent and more comprehensible to people than some of the confusion they have right now in California. There's a good piece today in the New York Times, and it is a piece by Daniel Henninger. And I said New York Times, it's Wall Street Journal, of course, my mistake. And in the Wall Street Journal, what Henninger talks about is this is no longer a partisan issue. In other words, once upon a time, it's true that you would find Republicans who would be railing against lockdowns and restrictions, and Democrats would be supporting it. But that is no longer true. There are, in fact, Democratic governors, like the Democratic governor of Kansas, who's going to have a very tough time holding her position. Particularly, she ends up running against Mike Pompeo 2 years from now. But in any event, Laura Kelly, the Democratic governor of Kansas, is taking a more moderate approach. And there are other Democrats who are in favor of more moderate approaches. But the blanket lockdowns and the way they are being enforced and applied is deeply frustrating. Everybody has seen that viral video of the cafe proprietor in California who was upset because right across the street there was an NBC production crew that was allowed to eat outside and she wasn't. And this, of course, doesn't prevent people like Speaker Pelosi from answering back. And she's answering back on something else, which is Eric Swalwell apparently had some dealings, and who knows what kind of dealings. Some people say they were improper with, and this is in between marriages. He was not married at the time, but there was a Chinese spy named Catherine Fang, who has now been identified as an agent of influence in the United States. And so there's been quite a bit of demand. For instance, Kevin McCarthy has called for expelling Eric Swalwell from Congress. I don't think that's going to happen. But Speaker Pelosi had an answer for Kevin McCarthy that was particularly nasty and irrelevant. Listen, this is cut number two.
At the same moment, the House Republican and Democratic leaders and the leadership of the committee were briefed at the same moment. Make sure you know that, because he keeps going around saying, when did they know? We knew when they knew. And that, at that time, that was the end of it. But you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to deflect attention from the fact that he has QAnon in his delegation over there. And that, I think, is a danger in terms of our debate here about you know, what the possibilities are for undue influence to members of Congress.
Okay, I'm still trying to make sense of this. What is she talking? She's talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, while Joe Biden was carrying Georgia, and he did, Marjorie Taylor Greene, conservative Republican, won in a very, very strongly Republican district, and she won handily. And yes, she has been openly identified with QAnon. Would I have voted for Marjorie Taylor Greene? Never. But was she suggesting that she should be expelled from Congress because she has shown sympathy for the QAnon movement? Or is Nancy Pelosi just one of those blood-drinking, Satanist child traffickers? And no, she's not, actually. But she's not a great Speaker of the House, either. We'll be right back.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go. Even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Today is the day set aside for an FDA panel to review Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use authorization. It's expected that a vote on whether to allow the vaccine to be given could come at the end of the meeting. As far as what we can expect at that meeting, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells NBC's Today Show,
I'm not going to prejudge what the advisory committee, which is a non-binding committee of scientific experts, will say to us. We'll have to see what the scientific and medical discussion is today, but our plan is to take their recommendations into account for our decision making and make a decision shortly thereafter.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no concerns about California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell amid a report of his interactions with a suspected Chinese spy. Pelosi accusing the Republicans of playing politics with the news. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned earlier this hour that there was more good news on the diplomatic front. And one of the things that I think is worthwhile is looking for news that everybody can appreciate and applaud. And the news today diplomatically, Israel and Morocco have agreed, and this announced by the White House, because the White House was very much involved, as it has been with other peace agreements between Israel and Arab states. Israel and Morocco have agreed to restore diplomatic relations as President Donald Trump, in his final weeks in office, announced the fourth Arab-Israeli agreement in 4 months. That's today. That's just hours ago. In a major policy shift, the United States will recognize Morocco's claims over the long-disputed Western Sahara. Now, why is the Western Sahara an issue? The Western Sahara has about 350,000 residents. Morocco is a country of about 36 million, and they have discovered petroleum deposits there and other mineral deposits there. And the Western Sahara has been conducting an insurgency and fighting for and hoping for some kind of independence. The United States hasn't really taken a position on the former Spanish colony. Well, now we do. We support the King of Morocco. And for Israel, this is a particularly big deal. Let me tell you why. There are more Moroccan Jews who are citizens of Israel and who live in Israel today. It's over 500,000. It's a lot of people because Morocco used to be the most substantial, the most populous Jewish community anywhere in the Arab world. There used to be 250,000 Jews in Morocco. It's a very big Jewish community and very historic Jewish community with a very distinctive culture. For instance, if you go to Israel, you can't avoid it. You're going to enjoy some delicious Moroccan Jewish food because there's so many and so many prominent Israelis who have Moroccan origins. Now, one of the things that this has meant is that the Moroccan Jews were basically driven out of their homes in the 1950s, early 1950s, after the establishment of Israel, as they were with other substantial communities in places like Egypt and Iraq and Iran and Libya. There were Jews all over the Middle East. As a matter of fact, there were about 800,000 Jews from Islamic countries who were forced out of their homes and found new homes in Israel. And for a lot of the Moroccan Jews, and we have family members. I mean, my first cousin is married to somebody of Moroccan ancestry. And we have family members who still love Moroccan Jewish culture and this ancient community. And there are about 50,000 Israelis every year who come to Morocco as tourists. And that's now. There used to be informal diplomatic relations starting back in the 1990s after the first Oslo agreements with the Palestinians. There were informal diplomatic relations. Then they broke off because of the Intifada, because of the riots and the insurrection by the Palestinians that killed literally hundreds of people. There were actually, if you count the Palestinians who died in the process, it was a very bloody insurrection. So then the diplomatic relations were interrupted. Now they're fully restored. And President Trump tweeted out another historic breakthrough today. Our two great, capitalized great friends, Israel and the Kingdom of Morocco, have agreed to full diplomatic relations. A massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East. Well, it's true. I mean, the momentum is terrific. I only pray and hope that it will be continued by the Biden administration. Because this is really in a terrible year, and 2020 has not been a great year. This is something that is positive. It's certainly positive for the Arab world, positive for Israel, positive for world peace. The AP says, in recognizing Morocco's claim over Western Sahara, Trump noted that Morocco had been the first country ever to recognize the United States as an independent nation. That was in 1777, right after the Declaration of Independence. There weren't a lot of countries that were ready to put their chips down on the new nation. The Kingdom of Morocco was. He says, it is thus fitting we recognize their sovereignty over the Western Sahara. I'm not sure about the logic there, but it's a great thing. This is a very, very positive moment. And maybe knowing that this was coming up, that's why President Trump was so exuberant at the White House Hanukkah party. And these are festive occasions. They are beautiful occasions. One of the early White House Hanukkah parties involved, they actually brought back the grandson of Harry Truman, the son of his daughter Margaret, Harry Truman, the first president to recognize Israel. And they had the grandson of David Ben-Gurion lighting a menorah together in the White House. It was a historic menorah that Ben-Gurion had given to President Truman. Anyway, the White House Hanukkah party, this is clip 7, President Trump spoke to the gathered, and it sounded like this. Listen.
All I ask for is people with wisdom and with courage, that's all. Because if people are here, certain very important people, if they have wisdom and if they have courage, we're going to win this election.
Okay. This is, when he talks about people with wisdom and courage, He says certain very important people. He says we're going to win this election. Who is he talking about? I think he's talking about the justices of the Supreme Court. And as soon as we hear anything from them, we will give you notification. We'll also keep you tuned to the approval, which is expected, of the new vaccine so we can begin with that process. There is more, and another potential win for President Trump, it seems to me. They've come down to the final four nominees for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And President Trump got this, I think it was for 2016, of course, the year he was elected. And he cares about it. And he always comments on it. And I'm sure he believes he should be elected, especially given some of the people he's running against. Well, one of the people he's running against is Joe Biden. So this is kind of a rematch there. But there are two others who are in the final four. We will tell you which one's coming up. Hunter Biden is not among them. Hunter Biden has acknowledged that he is under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. And the criminal investigation, and it is a criminal investigation, included tax issues that began in 2018. That's before his father announced his candidacy, according to a person familiar with the matter. It is limited to Hunter Biden and his business dealings, says the Wall Street Journal, and does not implicate other members of his family or the president-elect. The investigation was sparked in part by reports of suspicious activities filed by a bank that handled foreign transactions related to Hunter Biden, one person said. This is obviously not welcome news for the Biden administration, but they know exactly what they're dealing with Hunter. Though there's a brave statement from the vice president, the soon-to-be president of the United States, the statement circulated by Joe Biden's transition team said the president-elect is, quote, deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger. I'm not sure about that stronger bit, but certainly he's had a lot to fight through, most of it occasioned by his own mistakes and self-destructive behavior. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved show, we were just talking about the new peace partner with Israel, the nation of Morocco. There's a new development in Israel, a new company, and it's going to be important for Morocco. It's going to be important for the United States of America. It could be important to families around the world. Right now, particularly in the West, where it's more and more common for people to go to school for years and years and years, people are putting off marriage. And according to some statistics, there are over a fourth, maybe even as many as a third, of married couples who actually seek medical help with infertility issues. There is a new tech startup called Future Family. And it's not anything science fiction-like. It is just using all of the most recent technology, allowing people to have children who may be facing challenges with that. It's very exciting. Read about this company, and you can read about it. You can invest in it. And it's a great opportunity because this is the kind of thing that's going to take off around the world. Just getting started now. Check it out through Our Crowd. Our Crowd is the crowdsourcing funding for high-tech startups, some of them based in Israel. Some of them based in the United States, actually based around the world. The best companies, the ones that can make tomorrow's news. Information posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Read about the potential breakthroughs here at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Our Crowd. Now, you don't have to be any kind of a big-time plutocrat in order to participate in companies like this one. We're talking about President Trump, and honestly, I was thinking about it for Man of the Year. Man of the Year isn't always somebody they want to honor. Last year it was. They wanted to honor Greta Thunberg, who was the Person of the Year last year, which is kind of ridiculous because the standard that they established back in the 1920s when they started this thing was that it would be whoever dominated the news. whoever had the most impact on the world, whoever had the deepest impact on our imaginations and our culture, and of course it has to be Trump. Like it or not, of course it has to be Trump. He deserves to win Man of the Year. And President Biden, we'll see what kind of first year he has. The other nominees they had were Dr. Fauci, and they grouped Dr. Fauci as a representative of the frontline healthcare workers. And the fourth choice, it's a picture of George Floyd, may he rest in peace. And they're talking about the movement for racial justice, because in the past they've also done movements as the person of the year to sort of mix things up. I suspect that's what they're going to pick. But just because it's the most politically correct selection. And no, I don't think President Trump can ask for a recount or take it to the Supreme Court. But this is one I do suspect he deserves to win. And concerning Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, CNN actually was pretty direct in giving details about what law enforcement, the Justice Department, which is going to continue and must continue even after President Biden appoints a new attorney general. And by the way, all kinds of interesting rumors about who that could be. We'll get to that. But clip five in CNN talking about Hunter Biden and his tax affairs. Listen.
The investigators who are from the IRS, Criminal Investigation Agency, as well as the FBI, and the prosecutors in Delaware have been looking at a number of things, including Hunter Biden's business activities, principally in China, and whether or not those activities violated tax and money laundering laws. And among the things they're looking at is whether or not income was reported or underreported correctly over the last over a number of years.
Okay. Hunter Biden has previous tax problems, and everybody, I'm sure, is going to hear about that. He and his ex-wife, who separated in a not-so-happy divorce, ended up owing the Internal Revenue Service $112,000 in back taxes. And they were cited and fined, and they had to pay it. They've paid it off. But I do believe that this investigation must go forward, that President-elect Biden must assure the American people and all of his supporters and all of his opponents and everybody that he will do nothing to interfere with an ongoing investigation of his son. Understand that he loves his son, and that's a good thing. But a total, thorough, complete investigation to clear Hunter Biden, or if he can't be cleared, to make sure he gives proper restitution or pays a proper price, has to go forward. But does that require a special prosecutor? On Fox News, Tom Cotton, who's one of those Republicans talking about running for president, said that he believes that it should. This is clip eight.
This investigation appears to be pretty far-reaching. I know the Biden campaign released details of a tax fraud investigation in Wilmington. I think that was just to show maybe the least damaging part of the investigation. There's allegations of securities fraud and money laundering related to Hunter Biden's Chinese businesses, a crooked hospital deal with Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, out in western Pennsylvania. These investigations span multiple jurisdictions. And if Joe Biden becomes president, then all of those prosecutors are in line to be fired next month. If there were ever circumstances that created conflict of interest and called for a special counsel, I think those circumstances are present here.
Okay. Again, given that it is an ongoing prosecution and there is no evidence of it being countered at all by the new administration, by a new attorney general, I mentioned that they are talking about the attorney general is likely to be either Deval Patrick, who's the former governor of Massachusetts, who was for the blink of an eye a presidential candidate. He would be another African-American attorney general, actually our third, because you had Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, and then you would have Deval Patrick. They had talked about Doug Jones, the Democrat who had been elected senator from Alabama, who lost, and lost fairly decisively, lost his seat. I don't think they're going to appoint Doug Jones, though he has Justice Department experience. Sally Yates of Georgia, who was Deputy Attorney General in the last days of Obama. And what I think would be the most interesting appointment, they're talking about somebody who knows the judicial system inside and out, who is greatly respected by Joe Biden's fellow Democrats and also by a lot of conservatives, because he's a fairly moderate guy. Judge Merrick Garland. Remember him? Barack Obama had appointed him to the Supreme Court, and Mitch McConnell said, no, we're going to wait and take our chances, wait to see if the American people vote for another president. They did. They voted for Donald J. Trump, and instead of Merrick Garland getting the seat of the late Antonin Scalia, that seat went to the outstanding Neil Gorsuch, who's doing a terrific job on the Supreme Court. When it'd be fairly easy to get Merrick Garland confirmed as an attorney general. I think it was. And he is a kind of individual with a pretty substantial reputation for integrity who I think when it comes to investigating a president's son or a president's brother. And yes, James Biden is also under some suspicion here. By the way, this is reminiscent of the Clinton administration because you may remember that Bill Clinton's kid brother, Roger Clinton, had all kinds of problems with cocaine. He had problems with various criminal activities and various investigations and guilty pleas. And this at least was one part of the Clinton scandals that President Clinton and the First Lady at the time, Hillary Clinton, did not make worse. It was bad enough as it was. When we come back, we will be talking, coming up to Ken Starr about the lawsuit from Texas and about where it goes from here. There's a piece, two fine pieces, one in the Federalist that's sympathetic to the lawsuit, one in National Review by Andrew McCarthy that is much less sympathetic. And what about those folks who are now challenging the idea that the U.S. is special? The whole idea of American exceptionalism. There's a column over at The Week by Damon Linker that asks, what if the U.S. isn't special? Well, I think it is, that it is still the greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.